You know, Robert, I'm wondering, in your association with the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee, if you have any sense of the number of people actually practicing war tax resistance in the U.S. right now.
Nobody really does have any idea. We generally say maybe 10 to 20,000, but in my opinion, there's not much of a basis for that figure, because not paying for war tends to be a very personal decision, and the way in which people do that varies so greatly, and a lot of times it's intricately connected with other related issues, like just basic issues about lifestyle or basic attitudes towards government. So, for example, a person who chooses to totally drop out of the system and basically live in the underground economy, do you count them as a war tax resister or not? And even more basic, how do you even count them? Because by definition, if they're living outside of the system, you don't have a way to count them. So nobody really knows how many.